For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, that's, yeah, the first step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's how weed was out here in Mass.
And then that's right.
Recreational, you know, like, it's a new substance to legalese, I guess. And mm-hmm. so they got to figure out what level of, what's the word, regulation you need mm-hmm. for it, you know? Like cigarettes, you can smoke a cigarette and drive, but not weed, not drinking, stuff like that. That's totally still illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And including never do bicycles. It. You
yeah.
can. Yeah. You can get a DUI on a bicycle.
Yep.
So keep that in mind, guys. I didn't know that. I didn't get one. I just want to, that's not how I found out. These guys told me. They didn't get one either. Yeah. My, but, you know.
My record's clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
A friend of mine did not get so lucky. He had to go to court about it. And no, but. Did not do good on his life.
Oh, I'd be so angry.
Scooters and skateboards are okay. Yeah. Unicycles too.
Ripsticks.
Unicycle is still mechanical, technically.
Oh.
Anything mechanical or like gas powered, electrical powered.
So it's got to be foot powered.
Correct. Okay. If it's foot powered, and then gears does not count as foot powered. If you're like a Razor scooter, skateboard, should be okay. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not going to be...
Don't take any of this advice.
Call an Uber.
Yeah.
Do not drink and drive. Don't risk it. Call an Uber. Call a friend. You know.
How do you think they'd feel about a hang glider?
I don't think there's a rule on that. I think you're good.
I think the FAA has something to say about that.
Darn.
No.
I'll just make sure that I'm like clear of Logan. Don't do it near Revere.
Yeah. How am I going to get to work now?
Yeah.
I'm going to get home from work.
Or like paragliding. You know, like the thing that they do on the beach where you have like the parachute.
Oh,
and like parasurfing.
Yeah.
That thing. Yeah. I wonder if you, like, stood on top of the... No, the green line doesn't go fast enough.
Attach to the green line and just let it take you.
Oh, maybe the commuter rail.
His telephone lines.
Oh, you guys probably appreciate this. Speaking of hooking up things to the commuter rail, at WMFO, back in the early days when it was an AM station, and they wanted to get a little bit of publicity so that they could, you know, maybe get the extra funding to get to FM, they hooked the broadcast up to the commuter rail. Because they were like, oh, that's basically a big antenna, and they boosted it. Like, different records have said different things. The biggest range that I saw in a newspaper article was up to Montreal and down to Philly.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
Yeah.
Just use the whole rail.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
And, of course, drowned out every single station along the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's a big FCC violation. I'm happy you got your FM license for this.
Yeah.
No more rail lines.
They were like, these damn kids. Gotta give them a real radio station so they don't pull any more stupid pranks. All right. Well, it's still WMFO 91.5, WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Just gotta, you know, get that out of the way. We're here. It's 8 p.m. I'm Mellow Max. I'm here with Goodway Studios. They are a... You guys are bigger than a duo. You're the core duo. But how many people would you say Goodway is?
Me and Ian and I own the company, and we kind of like call the shots and like mm-hmm. schedule stuff. We do have like a team of people who help us out a lot. We have like a video team, video or photo team, like an audio team, stage crew team. And, like, we also have someone who helps us with IT work.
Yeah. Yeah, I would mention
that. It's important.
He's good.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
It's pretty much, we grab
those
everyone.
Those are departments, you know?
Yeah, pretty much video, audio, anything like show routing, loading in.
Yeah.
Pretty much like stage teams.
Yeah, and it's not like someone is in stage crew, they only can do stage crew. Like, they can run audio. If you know how to, like, take photos, you can take photos. Like, there are many roles with Goodway Studios that people want to learn or already know to take up and like expand their knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And like we'll teach them how festivals are run, how we do it, and like how other people do it, and like how to troubleshoot, and like all these like audio skills. Like video, there's not much video we do when it comes to festivals except live sessions. But like even in like post production, we still help people out. Be like, this is how you do it. This is how you not hate your life editing video and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What do you have any quick tips for not hating your life while editing?
Having a $5,000 computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We each have a $5,000 computer to edit. And it's a lot to pay back. And that's not even, like, the audio equipment we, like, took out loans for.
Yeah.
So, like, I think Giveaway debt, just for this year, not including, like, the past 3 years prior, it's about, like, 10-15K. Like, including everything.
Yeah, it's not too crazy for an audio company, though. Yeah. So that's pretty nice. Mm-hmm. It's less stressful knowing that it's only, like, a few years away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, a lot of people come up to me and be like, yo, are you banking from Google Studios? I'm like, ha, I wish, man. Like,
yeah, we're basically non-profit. All goes right back into the gear.
Every single revenue is all to expenses. Mm-hmm. Like, the gas that my van needs to get there, like, the oil changes I had to do, like, this week. All those, like, miscellaneous expenses on top of, like, the loans for, like, the subwoofer, the mic stands, some microphones, and, like, it's just a lot. It all goes right back into that.
We're almost done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost there.
Another yeah. $4,000 left to go.
Yeah. All
right. Hey, you'll get there.
Just nice. Just on the audio. Yeah. We haven't touched the computers.
Yeah, some more. We're just not thinking about it.
We're looking to do a fundraiser eventually to help us out.
Oh yeah.
Should we get antenna of the rail line, hit up Montreal and Philly?
Oh yeah. Booster. Goodway Studios. We could have like a number station. Goodway 3-4-9-6. Goodway Studios.
It's like Lost.
Send us money. 84.
Donate to us, please.
All right. And, do you guys have any good party tricks?
I can show you my playlist.
Oh, you know that? You did do that at a basement show, and I was like, you know, that is a sick playlist. That's a good party trick.
I don't know if there's any tables here.
In my earlier days, I had a problem getting too rowdy, and like I usually bring tables over, and some of the boys would look at me and be like, "We breaking this table, right?" And obviously, I'd be like, "Of course, dude, it's my table." And I think in the span of like 6 months, we broke like 4 tables.
We don't have any more tables.
Yeah,
is that why there's a new table? At the house.
It's not my table, so I can't break it.
Yeah,
with the old one.
That was my table. And I did, in fact, break it.
Nice.
I have no regrets.
You know,
tables are safe.
I woke up with bruises, and my work was like, "You good, bro?" I'm like, "Oh, I just had a long weekend, man."
Just foldable tables, man.
it's just one of those tables I'm going through.
Literally.
All right. On that note, did you guys have any big aspirations for the summer? Do you still? I see Ian nodding his head, yeah?
We do. We're very excited for the summer. We're going to try to go on a live session tour all across, like, pretty much the East Coast, maybe up into Ohio. Wow. Kind of hit up a bunch of vans, start filming again for some season 3 action. So
I really love Ohio, so I definitely want to go there.
Yeah. Ohio's fun.
Cool. Yeah,
love that place. It's a, I don't know, it's a weird place in my heart.
Ohio is its own breed.
Yeah, I love it.
I've never been, but I love that it's just down the road.
It's very close. It's a walk away from
Took
here.
Took me a second. It was like, I mean, Ohio it's like, State.
No, I mean, Ohio is probably like 4 turns away, right? I mean, you get like 3 turns to get to I-90, and then you're just going
Route
until you
2
get to,
all the way down. Yeah. Yeah. Straight through Pennsylvania.
Yep. No, I was talking to one of the people from Little Fuss, and they're from Ohio, and they were saying like, yeah, I don't even need a GPS to get there because I just get on I-90 and I go and I know my exit, and that's it. I'm like, that's cool. That's cool. Interesting.
Wow, you weren't kidding about those 4 turns.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I thought you were just kidding, like making a joke. I'm like, I don't get the joke.
No, no, it's like I-90. It just goes. I mean, you need to get to Seattle? All right, I know how to get there. I'll give you the instructions.
It is the Mass Pike.
Yeah.
There is a sign in Boston that says whatever mileage till Seattle and mm-hmm. vice versa as well.
Yep.
I think it was like around the Big Dig where they put that sign up.
Makes sense.
I-90.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
And well, the end of I-90 is somewhere in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Actually, it is. You know, absolutely. Yeah. Because, the Mass Pike does go, like, through Austin a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes straight in.
Yep, right into the ocean. If yeah, you keep going, you'll hit London.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, I-90 East East.
Very, very East.
Atlantic East. Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, no, I'm excited for that. The last time I went on tour was last year, and I was with, it was for that documentary, and I won't say who was on the bands who was on tour, but we went all the way from, like, Pittsburgh all the way to, like, Nashville and back to Pittsburgh and then hit Philly right after that back home. Mm. And it was awesome. We had 3 shows cancel on us while we were on tour, and it was, like, that whole second weekend. And so while we were in Nashville, I was, like, at the Airbnb. Everybody was, like, partying and, like, at Nashville, like, partying, drinking beers and stuff. And I'm just, like, emailing people, calling people. I'm like, yo, Indiana, pull through. Yo, Ohio, pull through. Pittsburgh, if I rent equipment, can we do a show there? Fire, cool, we're coming there Friday.
Wow.
I was so stressful.
Yeah.
So stressful.
Damn.
But live sessions is going to be a lot easier. It's just more like you have a show in, like, whatever time. There's no repeating bands from our previous live sessions. Let's do it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, that was a really good answer. I was kind of hoping you wouldn't have a good answer because this next song, I don't know. I'll take this one personally. It's tomorrow. You surprised me. You said it was July 25th. It is July 25th tomorrow.
Krulai.
And Krulai. Yeah.
Christmas in July.
Find us on the porch.
The anti Christmas. Yeah.
I got to pick you up at 9, so we won't be back until like 11. We'll still celebrate Krulai for like last hour.
I mean, it's like Jesus' half birthday.
Exactly. Yeah. That's cute. Yeah. I didn't even think about it that way.
Yeah.
Here's half a gift.
Here's half a gift.
I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
Here's just myrrh. No frankincense.
Oh.
Or gold. Anyway, this next song is called Where'd My Summer Go? And that's kind of how I'm feeling. It's almost August. Crazy. But coming up next, Geskel. Here we go.
Yes.
The night is warm, but I'm still stuck at home. All alone, wondering why the cold haunts me so. Guess I'll never know. I'll never know. Where'd my summer go, darling? I wasted all of my time with you sleeping. Where'd my summer go, darling? I wasted all of my time with you sleeping. And hold on, just a few months until June again. My soul will mend. She's gone. Oh, well, I'll see her sometime, my friend. It's to the end. Where'd my summer go, darling? I wasted all of my time with you sleeping in. Where'd my summer go, darling? I wasted all of my time with you sleeping in. Thank you.
to be stoned. Some were supposed to be secret, so leave them alone. We'll be right back.
break my heart when you tell me you don't want me. Here we go again. In love with your best friend. Go on and tell me not to worry. You don't want me. I'm saying you don't want me. I'm saying you don't want me. I'm saying you don't. I'm saying you don't want me.
All right, that was just Women in Peril with 3 days with this damn dog, and you still aren't gonna give me a cigarette. Off of their, oh, that was released as a single called 3 days with this damn dog, and you still aren't gonna give me a cigarette. Single. I like that name, sorry. before that was On Thay with Crystal Rose and Geskel with Where'd My Summer Go. All right, I want to talk to you guys about Nice. That's coming up this weekend. That should be pretty mm-hmm. nice. There's a bunch of great names on there. I circled some of my favorites. Are you guys excited? Are you guys planning on going?
No, we didn't get any tickets, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're sad boys this week. We're editing. Yeah,
we're also very broke from having $10,000 to $15,000 worth of audio and computer equipment that we have to still pay for.
Yeah. Well, that's fair.
Yeah. I would love to go, but I can't.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah.
One day.
We'll get the production pass.
Yeah, there you go. That's what sick. I was yeah. yeah. Oh yeah. And yeah, next time you guys will be there on your own on someone else's dime.
Yeah, right. Goodwood dime.
Oh yeah. Some of the names on there that I was excited about. Bus Crush. Do you guys know them?
No.
They're new. So. They have like one song out, maybe two. They're cool. Alston, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll add that to the playlist.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I played some of them last week, but I'll throw them on again. They're good. Tiberius is playing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Here Boy. Very cool.
I don't know them.
Yeah. That's Sarge. She did an acoustic session here on my show a couple months ago. And she's moving to Philly. So one of the last Here Boy shows for a while. Little Fuss, also on Friday.
Oh,
they're
good.
Great. Mall Cops, Pet Fox.
Oh, yeah. Actually, funny thing, Mall Cops. Tyler Graham. I remember one of the first ever, like, DIY, it was a garage, but basement shows I went to. I saw his band, Laurier, Portkey, and one of my friend's band, I think. And Portkey was Tyler Graham's old band, like, way back in the day. And it was, like, the first DIY show I went to, and then obviously Portkey didn't continue. They're mm-hmm. Mall Cops now, or not they, but like Tyler went to a new project called Mall Cops, and I saw Mall Cops and I saw a picture on like their Instagram. I'm like, wait a minute, I know that dude. He definitely does not remember me, but it was sick.
Yeah.
Small world, you know. I was like, I think I was like 18, 17 doing that yeah. show. Yeah, it was wild. I think they were on tour at the time.
Yeah, I think my first DIY show was my friend's band, World Federal Organization Club, Tufts Band, really cool, opening up for the Q-Tip Bandits, now known as Bermuda Search Party. So that's cool. They're blowing up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Sweet. It's always nice to see yeah. like the homies and their bands blow up.
Oh yeah, and they're also just such nice people. They're always around in the Boston scene. Honestly, you've probably seen them. Even yeah. if you haven't seen them play, it's like, oh yeah, that guy looks familiar.
Yeah, I get that 100%. A lot. Every time, even on my porch, I'm like chilling, and like, there's literally people who I live on a busy street between Bryan and Alston, and once a week, not once a week, like three times a week.
Every
there's
day.
Always yeah, honestly, it becomes every day. If I'm there all day, it becomes every day. But people always like honk their horn and say hi to me. People are walking by, say hi. I live down the street from Tiberius, so I see them like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And even like walking at Blanchie's and like grabbing like a six pack or something, there's always someone I know, and it feels kind of weird being known like yeah. in the Austin neighborhood.
it's weird, you know. I mean, well, A, you are definitely a niche micro Alston celebrity. And
that's the second time I've heard that, and I was like, wow.
Mo's a noun.
but also, like, Boston is weird because it has such small town vibes sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Like, there's so many people, such a small world keeps happening in Boston. Like, yeah. Even like across music scenes, like, I remember, like, someone, they run like a basement venue, and they're from Philly, and so I was talking to them there. She was like, oh, you know, like, this other DIY venue in Philly? I was like, yeah, I do know that name, and I know the person who lives there. She was like, oh wow, that's a small world. I'm like, yeah, this is weird. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps getting smaller and smaller no matter what.
Or we keep getting bigger.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Like those babies. Or maybe they're just getting closer.
Yeah, I think I'm getting closer to the music world than I liked. Yeah. This is actually pretty small. Back,
let's see. And then Saturday, some other great bands. DOS, great. Because that's the Winkler spinoff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's so much sense. Yeah. Small world.
Oh yeah. Makeout Palace.
Oh yeah.
Divine Sweater. Nurse Joy.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Barefoot Young. JVK.
We had a live session of JVK for season one.
Ooh, so that's already out. Everyone,
oh
check
yeah,
that
that's
out.
Already out.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, if you need that teaser before seeing him on Saturday. JVK.
Oh, honestly, yeah, no, they're good way. Their performance is like so good. It's so on point, and like Joe, she knows exactly what she's doing when she's performing, and like she knows how to put on a good show. Yeah. A lot of bands like are just scout for to like get live sessions of. You can have great music, you can have like be a great person, but if you're just standing there and like not doing any movements and just playing, kind of loses that live aspect. And they have such a good performance. Mm-hmm. Whoever's going to go to see them, definitely going to have a good show. Same with Makeout Palace.
Yeah.
They go
insane.
Oh, every time I see them, like, Colin's doing a new move, and I'm like, whoa, dude. Like, I didn't know you can go that low.
Oh, and that saxophone.
Oh, yes.
Every time.
Yeah, it gets me. And then also Ohio State Fair Band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know of them.
I got it.
Yep. And let's see, Lex Walton on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
The Croaks, War Machine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
War Machine.
Yes.
Shout out Xavier on the bass. They just put out a new song that Xavier actually wrote and sang on.
Ooh. It's so
good.
Yeah,
we got to put that up next.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's do that. How recently was that? Because if that was within the last week, I might...
Yeah, like the other day.
Yeah. Yesterday, I believe.
Oh, Sonic Gut. This is yesterday. I didn't know about this. Yeah, let's put this on right now.
We on the prowl.
Also, I mean, me too.
Also, Xavier. I have to give a shout out to Xavier because they helped out so much for Guru Studios. And like, Guru Studios, we appreciate people who help us. But like, Xavier, TJ, Tess, like, those people are so good. They helped us out so much. And we wouldn't be here without them.
I'm gonna transition more gradually into the music this time, but for anyone wondering, I still have not sneezed. I really felt it coming. I sneezed twice silently on the air, and I was in pain, and I was like, all right, it's gonna happen, and
we just really wanted to show you guys gym rat.
Yeah, that too. All right, coming up. Oh, that wasn't even the last music break. That was a while back. Anyway, I was just thinking about that. I still really want to sneeze, but it's not. Anyway, here's War Machine's brand new song, Sonic Gut. All right. I know that you guys have a PSA to read, but first, I've got a question for you that just occurred to me. So you guys do video and audio.
Yes.
If you could, not just a documentary, but if you could make a feature-length film on any topic with any bands, what would the music be? What would the movie be? Sorry to just make you think about this on air.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't really thought about it because, like, we have done, like, tour documentaries. We're looking into, for season 3, do, like, a documentary of, like, a band recording at a studio. But I would like to do something way more exciting, something that's, like, crazy, you know? And that obviously tells a story, but I don't know, it's just kind of racking my brain right now.
I guess Good Way Studios, the movie?
That'd be cool.
Would it be like narcissistic if we did that? I'd rather have like someone
probably,
else.
Yeah. Who would play you guys?
That'd be funny. We get like Craigslist actors.
No, I'm thinking like A and B listers.
Yeah.
Like who are we gonna get? Like
Dibs on Danny DeVito.
DeVito plays Mo.
Nothing would make my life happier if I saw a Good Way Studios movie and Danny DeVito is playing Mo.
I'll get some Seth Rogen. Let's do that.
That'd be a good movie.
Danny DeVito, Seth Rogen, Good Way.
In an attic. Yo, come record this Blue Yeti mic.
You know how a lot of those like movies about like a lot of those biopics are about people when they were younger? Mm-hmm. Yours are going to be about you when you're older. it's like yeah, this is Good Way Studios now, but you should see him in 20 years.
Like, don't check him out now. Let him cook. Let him do their thing. Don't give him any ideas. But 20 years from now. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, it's Danny DeVito and Seth Rogen. It's going to be incredible. Mostly, but they got to record it now in order to. Yeah. I don't know. I'll pull some strings. I'll see what I can do.
Definitely get it rolling.
Yeah,
we're down.
And yeah, do you guys want to get into that PSA?
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah. So this PSA is about don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, and I mean anything, never even think about it getting behind the wheel of a car or a bike and drive or bike. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
That's right. Yeah. And yeah, if you think that you might be an up and coming influencer, just know people can't be driving under you. I'm sorry. It's kind of like being in a big truck on Storrow Drive. You shouldn't be.
You shouldn't be.
Drinking and driving is not cool. Like, even if you think you can get home, you should just call an Uber. Like,
Lyft.
Lyft. Don't even sleep in your car. Because, like, I've had friends who were just like, no, I'm not going to drive. I'm just going to sleep in my car. Cops knock on the door. And, like, they don't really get let go free, I guess. You know? And so, like, even if you have to, like, do anything but drink and drive. Because not only are you putting yourself at risk, you're putting everybody else at risk. And that's not cool.
Yep. For sure. And yeah, it's yeah, and but also don't bike.
Yeah, definitely. don't drink a bike either. Yeah. We cannot. Yeah, officially not under. Yeah, can't endorse that.
You gotta watch the sprocket.
Yeah.
I did open a drink on my. I got a nice beater bike from Craigslist. And I opened a bottle on it, and that felt pretty good.
It does feel cool.
It was non-alcoholic. It was a Topo Chico.
Topo Chico. Oh,
yep. Yeah.
Safe. Non-alcoholic yep. Topo Chico.
That's right. Yep. Just seltzer. I think it was like unflavored too. So it's just seltzer in a glass bottle. What's your best Halloween costume ever?
Pretty cheap. It's like jeans and a cowboy hat.
What would you call it? That's it?
Yeah, Midwest emo cowboy, I guess.
Nice.
That's what I did last year.
Yeah.
I can't afford a costume, so
neither can I. Wear his banana costume. Yeah. That was awesome. Everyone, I got text. It was like, "Hey, you're that guy who was a banana, right?" And I'm like, "Who are you?
How did you get my number?"
Terrifying.
So scary.
Yeah.
I guess that happens when you're a banana.
It's a rough life.
People don't forget about you.
My favorite fruit too.
There we go. Full circle.
Boom.
Man.
Are you guys involved with any other projects outside of Good Way? Anything else creative happening, goings on?
Not too much.
Yeah, we have a band.
We do.
Should we leak the name of
it? We might need to leak the band.
Yeah, I guess we'll leak, because no one, even you haven't heard of this.
No.
Yeah,
we've barely even heard it.
we've been in the works of like trying to get this band going. We're so busy with Goodwood Studios that we don't really have time.
Yeah.
He lives like 2 hours away, mm-hmm. so it's hard to have like band practice, which is just the two of us. But it's been in the works for like 6 months, 8 months now, and like we're just writing music, trying to get a song that like sticks, and like eventually record it, put a single out, and just let it flourish.
Sweet.
The original goal was to not tell anybody, and just to let it like naturally go in there, and like one day you'll see in my story, be like, "Yo, check out this like fire band." You know, and
it's like, I wonder who's in it.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. They kind of hype, bro.
Yeah,
good music, but like they're kind of hype people. You know? Like,
guy looked at me weird once.
Yeah, dude, it was like a glass mirror almost. Like,
so where are you gonna leak that name?
Oh,
should we?
I think we should leak the name.
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Wrong emotion.
Oh, he said it first. Ooh. Good.
Cool.
Like Northeast emo.
Yeah.
Oh, and you got emotion in there. With the,
wrong emotion.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we struggle with mental health, and like sometimes you just get the wrong emotion from an interaction, and so we're like,
write a song about it.
Yeah.
But also, like, Midwest emo would be like the right emo, and you guys are the wrong emo because you're on the East Coast.
Exactly. Oh, that I like that, actually. I didn't think about that.
I think the East Coast was right. I think East Coast is better than the Midwest, just saying. Except for Ohio. Ohio's pretty cool.
Ohio's awesome.
That's something we don't have up here. We just call it New Hampshire.
We don't have Ohio here.
We call it New Hampshire.
Yeah, Ohio at home.
The state of New Hampshire.
Literally.
Yeah. That's really cool. Congrats, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, same.
We still don't have a song that we picked to record yet. We have like 4 or 5 songs that we made, and
one of them
or the next one or the next 5, I don't know.
Could be.
If only we knew someone who could record music.
I know these guys from Goodwood Studios. They know they can do some recording.
Oh wait, I think I know them.
Yeah.
That's us.
All right, well, we've got a couple more local songs for you guys, and then we might wrap things up. Oh, I was about to tell these guys what my plans were for my next couple radio shows. Next week, Mariposa coming in for an interview. That's going to be really cool. Week after that is my birthday week, so I'll be coming up with something fun. I don't have any plans yet. The week after that, Julia Dacey on the 14th, 21st, Main Era. And I think that's as far out as I'm booked, but Main Era is cool. Really excited for that. I don't know if I've seen them live yet.
Oh, they're so good.
I feel like I must have, but
yeah.
I can't put my finger on when. They are really good, though.
Yeah, they go through a lot of strings.
Yeah.
I've seen their set, and like they put like the drumstick and like the guitar and put the strings out away from the frets. And I was all backstage, like right at the festival. I'm looking at it. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of strings that are breaking.
Yep, that'll do it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's like nails on chalkboard with me. And like, I think it's cool. Like, the sound coming in was cool, but like, it just, like, I had to look away.
Oh, yeah, visually.
Yeah,
just
visually. Visually, yeah. I was like, whoa. Yeah, I didn't know I had a pet peeve on that.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's just money, you know? It's like, that. Yeah. That's a guitar, man. Yeah. What are you doing, man?
I mean, send it, yo. The art is beautiful.
Oh, so, yeah.
You know, it's just nails on chalkboard, dude.
Yeah. Which is, I feel like, you know, if you're getting an interesting sound out of it, that's great. But there is also some really interesting performance art in the Boston music scene. Yeah. Who was it? Some Night Noise. What is that? They played at the Cuck a couple times ago. Friday Night Noise something.
I think I think it's Friday Noise Night, right?
Friday Noise Night. That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, they were
yeah.
good.
Yeah, that was good.
Some cool stems from that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We still got to
yeah.
send them, I think. Oh, they're getting them soon.
good. Yeah. Great. Yeah, I don't know. It, performance art, got to see it live. Mm-hmm. It really, yeah. But some things that you don't need to see live are these next couple of songs. Coming up next, we're going to have a song by Blue Deputy.
Oh, yes. They're from Philly. And ooh, fantastic. I don't think they are still a band anymore, but they're really good. And back when we were talking about like show flyers and like looking at playlists and stuff, I saw them and I was like, oh, this is really cool. And I found out later they're not a band anymore, or at least not playing music. I don't know. But good song.
And this song is I Hate Steven Singer. And even if they're not a band, I wonder if they still hate Steven Singer.
They probably do.
Yeah. We'll find out soon. Or maybe we won't, but we'll find out about them hating it when they wrote this. Anyway, see you on the flip. That was just Canadian Sailor. Oh, no, sorry. That was two songs ago. Excuse me. That was Blue Deputy with I Hate Steven Singer. I'm here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, with Mo and Ian of Good Way Studios. You can find them on Instagram at Good Way Studios. If you have any sound needs in the greater Boston area, They are the greatest sound
we
around.
We can travel too. We can go all the way to like Philly as well. Ohio. Please hire us from Ohio. I know the broadcast goes all the way to Ohio, so. But yeah, anything video, audio, photos, like if you need help booking shows or tours or getting in the right direction, anything music or commercials too. Like I've done commercials too prior to Goodwood Studios, and like anything you need. Need to run a show? We got you. Need some help? Got you. Need someone to talk to? Got you.
These are the folks for all of those jobs. I can attest. They do good work. And they're great guys. Do you guys have any advice to bands out there listening, or musicians, or creative types?
Whatever art you do out there, it's not about how many people like it. It's not about how much money you can make off of it. It's about what makes you happy. When you make, especially like with music, someone told me, actually you told me, Ian, like many years ago, he was like, it's not about this, not about that. It's about what you like to hear. This is your art, your music, Mo. And I was like, damn. But yeah, that's my words of wisdom.
So you gotta do it. You gotta do what you like. And then everyone else will like it, hopefully.
Yep. And if they don't, that's their problem. Lost.
Exactly.
All right. Well, with that, let's wrap things up with a song from Shed Life called I Don't Sleep Anymore. I'll be back next week. See you guys then.
Have a good night, everybody.
Enjoy.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.